It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We are at Arcanum High School, where the Indians will be taking on the Lady Trojans. That'll be coming up in a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes here. We'll be, of course, as usual, joined by Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp. They'll be up shortly. And we're kind of in a crow's nest at one end of the court. It's an enclosed room similar to a similar height to where we were over at New Knoxville on Thursday. So we're overlooking the court, but we're on one end of it. So sometimes it's going to be a little tough for us to pick out out-of-bounds lines on the other end, but as always, we always just trust the official anyway. So some of the things we have coming up here next week. Monday, we have volleyball at South Adams. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Sometimes we have some connection problems there, so please bear with us. We may be in and out. We think we have a solution for that, but we never really know till we get there. So that'll be volleyball at South Adams on Monday. Tuesday, we have MAC game with Marion at home, and again, that's Tuesday night. And then on Thursday, it's volleyball again at St. Henry. One of the St. Henry matches is league and one is not. So don't really know which one this is. I believe this is also a league game, and the second one is probably a non-league game. Then Friday, football at Versailles. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And Versailles does have the NFHS video, so you can watch that. I don't know if they have audio with it. If they do, it would be the Tiger, but I don't know that for sure, so you can maybe coordinate our audio with that. Then Saturday, we make a long trip up to Ottawa-Glandorf, and I believe that is an 11 a.m. start, so for the JV match, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. The two Tuesday and Thursday weekday games are supposed to be WPGW simulcasts. If Rob is back, we'll be simulcasting those. Otherwise, it'll be Susie and Diane doing the play-by-play again. So that's what we have coming up on Fort Recovery Radio next week. And let's take a little break, and we'll be back in just a little bit, and we'll let you get some information from our sponsors.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back at Arcanum High School. I don't know if they have a name for this.
I'm not sure either.
A lot of them have a nickname for their building. Ours is Forsyth Fieldhouse, but I don't know if that's... I guess that's our name for it.
Yeah.
In Knoxville, we're at the barn. And so, Diana, do you want to talk a little bit about the JV match?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
It was interesting. They took us to three. First game, we were up, I think, 22-16 and ended up getting
And we were actually up 24-20.
Yeah.
And they scored six straight on us. We had it under control, and then suddenly we didn't.
We just got flat that first game. And just a lot of hitting errors, I thought. I know there's a different lineup out there. They got Faith Wendell out there running a 5-1, and that's the first time she's done that. And she did a really nice job controlling the tempo of the game and just feeding her hitters. But lots of hitting errors. I think that might have came back and bit us in the butt there towards the end of that first game. So, but they did end up winning in three, 25. They got beat 22-25. Or no, 24-26.
Yeah.
And then they came back and won, like, really easy the second two games. So,
yep.
And I happen to be tracking some stats, because that's what I like to do when I'm sitting there. I have to be doing something. So I do know that Kenzie, neighbor girl, Garkey, did lead us in kills with 7. So she had a really nice game. And I would have to say she had to be pretty close and getting a lot of digs for us, too. So she's been a really nice freshman player to come up and play with the JV team. And I think Thursday, she might have been a little bit nervous. But today, you could tell she's feeling a little bit more at home. She looked really good tonight, today. And then number two, I think, leading kills was Paige Guggenbiller. And I think Allison Fullenkamp, I think they both had 5 or maybe 6. So a real nice nice game for the JV team. It was a good win. They needed it after their Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So, and the varsity team comes in today 4-1, I believe. I believe it's 4-1. Maybe 5-1, regardless.
You talking about overall?
Yeah, overall.
7-1.
Oh, goodness. My gosh, I'm so far behind. Yeah. I'm even a mom. I should know this
I was
stuff.
Trying to print out the MAC standings for today. They still haven't upgraded the stats after Thursday. So we're being joined here by Susie. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back and listen to Diane and Susie's take on what happened on Thursday.
All I did was talk about JV games. Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through September 24th. There are lots of great specials in their frozen food section. Several varieties of Encore Heat and Eat dinners are on sale for $3.49 each. Also, several varieties of banquet dinners are $2.99. Several varieties of Smart One dinners are just $1.99. And most Best Choice frozen vegetables are only 99 cents each. And Bird's Eye vegetables are just $1.09 each. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And we're back at Arcanum, and the Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Trojans here in a few minutes. And Diana, what was your kind of thought on what didn't go as well as we wanted on Thursday?
Thursday was just one of those games. You know, I don't think we passed well. And anytime you don't pass well, you know, the setters have a hard time feeding the hitters. And
yes.
And that's really what it boiled down to.
Yeah,
serve, receive, and passing. But, you know, it's just time to regroup. So we'll see what we do to regroup and figure out how to win.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I don't know this game well enough. Mm-hmm. Did they take us out of our game, or did we just not respond as well as we should have, or a little bit of both?
I think a little bit of both. I don't know that they really served all that aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was looking at serve-receive, I would see a Paige, Kiki, and Marissa probably serve-received all about the same. I think they all had the same amount of repetitions. So I don't think they were really picking on one person in particular. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But that, you know, and it didn't seem to me that their serves were particularly great.
No, they weren't real hard. It was just an off night for us.
We just didn't receive the serves or that first hit coming back on our side.
Mm-hmm.
There just didn't seem like anybody could get it to our setters.
Yep.
And so we could set up our big hitters. Mm-hmm. It just didn't happen at all night, it seemed like.
Yep.
I'm sure it did some, but it seemed to me like just never.
Yeah.
So, and I did hear today, I was listening on WCSM, they had New Bremen and Anna.
Uh-huh.
But they had said that Fort Loramie, the first set this morning, had beaten New Knoxville. So they have lost a set.
Gotcha.
Now. I have no idea how the rest of that match came out.
Gotcha.
Oh, sorry, Susie.
Yeah, Susie.
I think New Knoxville beat Loramie.
Oh, wow.
Let's try that again.
Okay.
Okay, Kim said that she had heard that Knoxville beat Loramie in five
today. That's a big game
both
for Knoxville. For both teams, yeah. Two really, really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Knoxville's just very well-oiled machine.
Yeah, for sure. So we got about a minute. We're going to do lineups. We're going to do
National Anthem, I'm sure.
And then
they'll read their stay in your seats and wear your mask thing.
Yep.
So,
So we'll be back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back. We're back here at Arcanum Fieldhouse. That's what we'll call it, the Arcanum Fieldhouse.
Beautiful school here.
Yeah, it is.
First time I've ever been here. Wow,
yeah,
what a beautiful area. And
yeah.
Huge school.
Really very, very, very nice gym. Very nice place.
Very nice place to be.
Yeah.
We asked the lady when we came in and took tickets how old this is, and 2011 is when they built it.
11. Wow. Yeah. I guess I would have guessed newer.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, it is. They did a nice job putting this one up. So Fort Recovery getting ready to start. We're going to listen to Susie give us some play-by-play, and hopefully we've got a little bit of a different lineup tonight. Whitley Rammel has been a little bit under the weather the last couple days, so we're going to sit her down today and just let her rest, and I don't know if he'll play her. I think he's got her on standby. She warmed up, so...
And Mara Pearson's out today as well.
Yep. So Mara's out.
We'll definitely have a different look today. Yeah. So we may not know who's in where, but
so bear with us.
Yeah, bear with us.
And it looks like Lily is in there for Whitley, and I'm thinking somebody is.
So maybe Emma for Lily?
Emma, yep, could be.
Okay. So our front line tonight starting for the Indians is Marissa, Lily, and Emma. Our back row is Hope, Grace, and Paige. And Kiki will take Grace's place for the libero position. Yep. For the Trojans, have to bear with me on this. I don't know any of the girls but Taylor Gray. She's a monster out there. She's a great player. They have, I know she's probably at least 6 foot, I think.
Yep.
But she's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. Been playing since she's a freshman. So
yep.
Taylor Gray, Haley Henniger, Molly Erickson, and I'll continue with that lineup once we get the service getting ready to start here. So Hope Wendell back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Hope pass up to the outside and just over a block, but
nice.
Hope has a great dig. Marissa gets it up. Paige two-hand pushes
nice.
It over.
Paige.
Trojans are struggling with it. They free ball it. Paige, a little overpass on that, but a little hitting error on the Trojans. So,
I think I'm going to give Paige a kill for that. That's a kill. I think she tried to attack. No, I better. I probably shouldn't. That's probably a bad serve receipt. So just an overpass on the free ball by Paige, but they couldn't handle it. So
Hope Wendell back to serving in for the Indians. Indians up 1-0. Short serve and dropped right in the hole. Nice place.
Yep, big hole right in the middle.
Yep, 2-0. Audra Bupp dropped a beauty short serve in.
Yes, she did. JV.
They were playing deep and she dropped a beauty in earlier
today. That was
today,
a pretty serve.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought the JV team was serving really well today.
Mm-hmm.
It was
serving
tough.
Yep, they sure did.
Hope with another good serve set to the outside and she tips it over Emma. Emma couldn't quite get to it. So 2-1, Indians up. Bring Trojans back to serve. Number 5, Ellie Fout back to serve for Arcanum. Serve receives Marissa Key and Paige. Key with the serve receive up to Hope. Hope back sets it to Marissa.
Nice.
She pounds that ball, but they get it over on 2. Kiki
nice
to Paige.
Help.
To Marissa,
nice.
And she finds a hole in the middle. Nice.
A great heads-up play by Paige, just getting in there and stepping in to help out Hope. That was huge.
Yeah, nice.
I think
Marissa.
Hope would have got to it, but Paige had a much better view of that ball, so kudos to Paige.
Little continuity going tonight, which we didn't see on Thursday, so good to see.
Yep.
Marissa
Ooh.
With a tough serve. Trojans cannot handle it.
Yep.
A nice serve by Marissa. Puts the Indians up 4-1. Front row now, Emma, Lily, and Paige, and we have Marissa back serving with Hope and Kiki. Another good serve by Mercy. Yeah, short drop serves. They set the back row, Taylor Gray. Kiki with a great dig. Up to Hope. Out to Paige.
Nice.
And that's a kill.
Nice.
Right through the block.
Man, how about that dig by Kiki?
Yeah, great dig by Kiki.
You know, that ball went up to almost the rafters, and Hope is just not afraid to take anything with her hands.
No, she's not. She's got great hands.
Love it, love it, love it.
Great hands.
Yeah.
So the Indians up 5-1. Back to serve is, oh, still Marissa.
Yep.
Marissa's still serving for the Indians.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Nice serve.
Chester.
Right off the libero.
Yep. Right off the right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I think that ball was coming at her a lot faster than she was anticipating. So.
Yep, 6-1. Marissa continuing to serve the Indians and a little short serve. Trojans set the right side. And
just a little late.
Girls got the block up, but blocked out of bounds.
Yep. So that's just our block. We like to stay collapsed so that we can collapse center, but that just got us just a little late to the outside. So.
Maddie Byrne back to serve for our Canem. Indians up 6-2. Good serve to Kiki. Kiki, little overpass. Hope with a nice back set to Paige. Wow. And that's a kill for the Indians.
Paige was that a one-handed set?
That was a one-handed. It was that was an amazing play. A little bit of an overpass. Hope went up and one-handed tapped it back to Paige, and Paige found the back corner. Yep. So
big, huge in that
assist,
back
another
corner.
Assist for Hope and a kill for Paige. So Kiki back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Trojans set the outside to Taylor Gray, and she puts it through.
Yeah, right between
right
Emma
block.
And Grace. Yeah,
yep.
Right between them.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one there for Emma. She's given up another probably 4 or 5 inches to Taylor. Yeah. Taylor's a tough outside hitter
for sure. And so, all she has to do is see that short blocker, and she knows what to do. So
7-3 Indians up. Back to serve for our Canem is Lily Jaunting, their libero. Looks like she's a freshman.
Oh.
So. Marissa, a little trouble with the serve receive. Indians are going to have to free ball it over. And they do. Trojans set up the outside to Taylor Gray. And another one. Yeah. Oh, late on the block on that one, right at the top.
Yep. Going to need a lot of those.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So poor Hope had to cover her face on that one, but it was a nice hit by Taylor Gray.
Yeah, it was. Right at the top of Emma's hands.
Yep. 7-4. Indians up.
Good side out. That's what we need. Yeah. A better pass. We got to attack.
Good serve. Oh, nice. Dig by Key. Nice. And out. Hope passes it out to Paige, and she slams it down. What a dig by Key
that
there.
That was amazing.
Amazing serve receive. That ball died, and she dove.
I wasn't sure she was going to get to it.
Yeah, and she
out
put
of
it
nowhere.
And Hope didn't even have to move when she put it up there.
Yep.
So that was good.
Yep.
So Hope comes out. Back to serve for the Indians is Emma, so she'll be doing the setting. And Tegan Forkamp gets her first varsity.
She's in.
Who's she in for? Lily, since Lily's playing middle. So Emma served that ball out of bounds. 8-5, Indians up.
Okay.
Back row. Oh, serve receive is Kiki, Marissa, and Paige.
So front row.
There's Paige, Tegan, and Grace.
Grace, yeah.
Good serve by the Trojans. Emma out to Paige.
Nice.
And that's another kill.
Another smasher-rooney.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other two were doing. They were running around like wild chickens out there, but enough to just keep Paige open for the kill.
9-5.
So that's Paige's fourth kill of the
Paige
day.
Paige back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Nice serve.
Oh, right up the
ace serve,
row.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ace serve for Paige.
If she's a freshman, that'd be the one I'd pick on, too.
Yeah.
You always got to expose them, so we'll see how she can do.
Pretty impressive for a freshman to grab the libero jersey for varsity. So.
For sure.
She's definitely got some skills.
You know, and they had a phenomenal setter on that JV team that picked up everything. So
another good serve by Paige. Uh-huh. And right off the libero again.
Yep.
Ace serve.
Right on top of her hands.
Two them in a row. 11-5 Indians.
Do you think any of this is that they haven't seen this kind of aggressive serve regularly? Mm-hmm. Or is it just... but the serves are really, really good. We don't really know what they've seen.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
A lot of teams struggle when they haven't seen that aggressive serve.
For sure. Yeah.
Another good serve by Paige right back to libero, and she can't handle it again.
Yep.
Three straight aces off the poor libero.
Yep. And they're going to put somebody in for her. We're going to replace her.
So Indians up 12, up by 7 here. Arcanum's still doing a replacement with a middle switch out and switching out with the libero. So
Indians
I would imagine we'll go right back to that same spot.
Yeah,
what do you think?
So. I think that's a good idea.
12-5. Paige back to serve.
I didn't see the signal. But
another good serve. Yep. And another ace serve off the middle back this time.
Yep. That's what we like.
So
that's about her,
fourth in a row.
Ace.
Yeah.
Yep.
13-5. Trojans want to talk about it. They take a timeout. 13-5 Indians. First set. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back. We're back at our kin, and we're calling it the field house. We're not sure if that's right or not, but it kind of looks like a field house here.
Yeah,
beautiful place. First set for the varsity, Indians are up 13-5. Arcanum is struggling with some serve receive here, so the Indians are able to get some nice easy points here.
I think this is probably her sixth straight.
This will be fifth or sixth straight point.
Yeah. I think they're all aces too.
So far they haven't received any served anything back. Page back to serve the Indians.
Nice
serve. Trojans set the outside of Taylor Gray. Page with a dig to Emma to Page in the back row, but Emma gets called for a double.
Yep.
So. And Trojans get a point on that one. Indians up by 7, 13-6. Gray back to serve for Arcanum.
That's where we like her, back serving.
Yeah, exactly. She does have a mean back row attack.
Yeah,
a lot earlier.
Yeah, she does.
Good serve. Short serve. Paige with the dig. Little over.
Oh, nice.
Nice dig,
dig
by Marissa. Marissa.
Two digs from Marissa.
To Emma. And kind of.
Not sure where that was going.
Yeah. So we end up two-hand pushing that one in the net. Kind of a miscommunication there on where that set was going. But
probably had wide would have been good. High and wide, left side. Use your left side.
13-7 Indians up. Short serve. Kiki with a dig. Up to Emma. Out to Tegan.
Tegan gets her first kill.
Woo-hoo! For her.
That was exciting
position.
To see.
Oh,
that was a nice hit. that was a beautiful hit. Great up by Emma.
Yeah.
So nice job.
Yep.
Are you sure that wasn't Paige?
Yeah,
it looked like. I mean,
yes,
she put some heat on it. Yeah, she did.
Maybe that'll calm her nerves a little bit,
sure.
I would say.
I think when you start out like that, that's got to help, right?
Yep.
So,
is that Madeline or Aubrey?
That is
Aubrey.
Aubrey.
I'm going to get it here pretty soon. Apologize, Kanapke girls. You just look too much alike. Good serve by Aubrey. They're struggling to get it over. They roll shot it to the middle. Marissa to Emma. Back set to Tegan.
Tegan. Another kill.
Number two for Tegan.
How exciting. She's got to be on cloud nine.
That one's from the right side.
Yeah,
first one's from the left side.
Yeah. So. Nice job.
15-7 Indians back. Back up on top by 8. Aubrey back to serve.
Your kid just waved to you.
She did, yeah. We're up high in the sky here at this gym, so.
Yeah.
A little bit different look. But Aubrey back to serve.
Nice.
Oh, just over the top of the net.
Yeah, just skimmed it.
Top of the net.
Back row attack.
Hands it.
It was way out of bounds.
Back row attack. Out of bounds,
not way out of bounds, but.
A couple feet. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So, 16-7. Aubrey continuing to serve for the Indians.
Yeah.
Lefty goes back and
nice.
A short drop. That's a short,
real.
A beauty of
that
a short
a bumpy.
Serve.
That was a bumpy short serve.
That was
serve.
A bumpy short serve. I don't know how she got that over the net.
Either.
That was beautiful.
I was blowing on it from up here. So.
Fell up in front of the 10-foot line. What a beautiful serve by Aubrey. So ace serve for her. 17-7.
And Trojans are just really having a hard time with serve receive.
Yep. Another short serve. They're handling it. Went over on two. Aubrey with a dig to Emma. Out to Marissa. Marissa gets a kill.
Gets a mash.
Yes. 18-7. You got to have really good hitting percentages.
Yeah,
so far,
I would say.
So.
Yeah, I would say for sure.
Keeping the ball in bounds.
And timeout.
Timeout again by Arcanum. Indians up by 11, 18-7. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back. We're back here at Arcanum.
Yep.
This Saturday afternoon game. The first JV tonight took a win tonight and 2-1 victory over Arcanum. And they did really well. They had major lineup change today. So they did really well with all the changes and things like that. Some girls really stepped up.
Yeah.
And Faith did really nice job running a 5-1 for the first time tonight. She had a few kills.
Yeah,
I'm sure she enjoyed that.
Yeah,
so.
She played a great game.
The girls played really well.
Super match for her.
And we're back. Aubrey with a short drop and serve.
Lily.
Overpass by
Arcanum.
Lily with a hit back over, but Arcanum puts it up. They have to free ball it over. Emma, back to Lily. Lily tries to drop shot it in there. They block it. Lily for the third time. Now she got a kill on that
there,
one.
She finally got her kill.
They blocked her little tip over, and it got back to her, and then she put her back in the corner. Nice spot. There was nobody back there.
Yep.
So kill for Lily. 19-7, Indians up.
Good luck out jumping, Lily.
Yeah. She's like on a spring out there.
Yep.
Another good serve by Aubrey. Trojans struggle with it a little bit. They're going to have to free ball it over again.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Marissa to Emma. Back to Tegan.
Another. Get it.
Oh.
Didn't quite get her kill, but.
Blocked in the hands. Yep. We had a chance to get it. Just didn't quite, couldn't quite get it up.
Yeah, but. Good swing.
Yep, good swing. 19-8. Indians up by 11.
And Grace Guggenbiller.
Yep. Grace Guggenbiller with switch with Aubrey. Brings Key back in the lineup in the back row. So front row we have Tegan, Lily, and Marissa. And the back row is Kiki, Paige, and Emma.
And Indians are up 19-8.
Cannon back to serve.
Oh,
serve was going out. Oh. Called it in. It was close.
It dived. It dove down. I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
They were all calling out, and then it fell in.
Yeah.
So. It's a good serve.
I would have taken my chances to see if that would have went out. Anyways.
Yeah, I probably would have grabbed that one, too.
Yep.
So it wasn't hit hard. It's kind of a drop shot.
Yeah.
19-9, Indians up by 10. Trojans continuing to serve. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Emma. Up to Lily in the middle. Hit over. The Trojans handle it. They're set through the middle. She tries to drop shot it over the top of Lily's block, and Lily was having nothing of it. Lily blocked that straight down.
She did. Yeah.
She's like a jumping jack out there.
She is.
She got up on that one.
And she springs. When she goes down, it's right back up.
Yeah,
you know?
That was a nice block by Lily. Good net awareness for her to get right back up.
For sure.
So,
back Hope. Oh, we love when Hope serves.
Is that Grayson? Grace Clinchernan. Right?
Oh, it is. Yeah, good it is. Her. Who's
Hope
she
back
for?
To serve.
Oh, Emma. Emma.
Okay. Yep. Good serve. Set to Gray on the outside.
Oh,
nice dig by Paige.
Get it.
Hope out to Marissa. And
Marissa.
She hits it.
Hit.
The block gets a hand on it, but they hit it over in one. Key to Hope. Back to Marissa. And block. But nice dig by Paige.
Nice, Paige.
To Hope. Over to Grace.
Nice.
And Grace gets her first
Grace
varsity kill. From
Grace,
the right side. Grace Clinchern. Yeah. Grace Clinchern with a kill off the right side.
Yeah. That was nice.
Nice. Yeah,
that was a pretty play.
A lot of nice digs on that play, too, as well. The Indians, huh?
Yeah, the coverage on the hitter, that's huge. Yeah.
21-9, Hope continuing to serve for the Indians. They're going to set it through the middle.
Oh!
And, right on top of Lily.
Yep.
So, try to get a hand on it, but that was a kill. And it was a nice hit.
Usually we have two blockers.
Yeah, we only had one.
Yeah, we were missing. That's
somebody
hard to
do. Somebody didn't get there. Not sure who.
Somebody missed the memo on that one, so...
21-10.
Indians over our left side. That would have been Marissa.
I think she said it was my fault.
Yeah, I think so.
Good
too.
Serve. Pass it for Paige to Hope. And Lily out with the kill. Gets blocked.
Got it up, but
hit it out of bounds.
Yeah.
So Lily keeps swinging.
Yep, that's
be
right.
21-11. Indians still up by 10. Trojans continuing to serve. Indians need to slide out here. Good serve. Paige, the pass up to Hope.
Excellent.
Back set to Marissa, and she gets a nice kill on the right side.
Yep, right off their hands.
It's a beautiful set by Hope.
Yeah,
wow, just sweet hands on that one.
Marissa knew what to do with it.
Much better connections today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it looks much more smooth today.
Yeah. So,
22-11, Indians up by 11. Marissa back to serve for the Indians. Good serve.
Nice.
Just sailed out of bounds. Wow, I thought that was in.
I at no point did I think that ball was going out of bounds.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, they're letting it go. Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a reason they're letting it go.
Yeah.
I think that's our view, I guess.
Must be.
Yeah.
Indians back up, still up by 10, 22-12 in this first set. Good serve by the Trojans. Nice. Kiki with a pass up to Hope into the middle with Paige and another kill.
Bam.
Yeah. Through the middle that time.
Yeah, that was pretty. And again, they brought up one blocker. It's not out of the middle. It's not a good thing. So
another kill for Paige, 23-12. Another assist for Hope. Another dig for Key.
Yep.
And back to serve is Kiki. Good serve by Kiki. Nice serve.
Nice.
They're struggling with to get it out to Gray. She has to lob it over.
Yep.
Kiki with the dig to Hope. Out to Paige.
Oh.
It was a kill, but I'm not sure what he called. Oh, he called
a double.
Wow, you don't see that.
Yeah, you don't see that on Hope hardly ever.
I didn't see that, but anyhow.
She's not arguing. She's not looking like, what? But I don't know that you would ever see that out of Hope.
Yeah. So. Indians still up by 10, 23-13. Arcanum back to serve.
Libero back to serve.
Travis just looked up and shook his head. That wasn't a double.
I know. Dropped an ace.
Ace serve for the libero for the Trojans.
Yep.
It was a beautiful serve, like a little short serve.
I feel like we need to be.
For that,
yeah, she did.
A little shorter in our serve receive?
Yeah. Yep. Well, she just needs to see it coming off the server. Sometimes I feel like we watch the ball too much and not the player. A lot about the body, the player's body, I'll tell you, more than anything. You know.
Good serve by the libero. Morrison with a pass up to Hope. Out to Paige. And that's, what a beauty.
Sweet.
She sliced that cross court.
That one's, I don't right think they had a clue what was coming.
That was beautiful.
That was pretty.
24-14, needs up by 10.
Yeah. Keegan in to hit for Hope, and Emma back to set for Grace. Well, yeah, we are nice playing some interesting.
Grace, yeah.
Good to see Grace get some varsity time, for sure.
Get a little confidence.
Yes, from that.
We'd like to see that.
Yep.
Emma back to serve for the Indians. Indians need the set point here. Oh, good serve.
Yep.
Trojans struggling with it. Can't believe that wasn't a double, but they get it over. Teagan with a pass to Emma. Back out to on Grace. A slide to Grace. Nice slide.
Yeah.
And they can't get it over.
Yep.
So nice hit by Grace.
Yeah.
So that kill ends the first set, 25-14. Indians win by 11. We'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Thank you. We're back. Well, we're just getting ready to start set number two here at Arcanum. Indians took set one, 25-14, I believe. Yeah, 25-14.
Yep, and leading us in kills that game, Paige had six. Marissa came out with two. Tegan came out with two, and Lily got us one. So, and Grace Klingshern got us one.
Got
so.
One too, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, so spread the ball around and playing some good, consistent, controlled volleyball right now. Yeah. So,
so I'd like say we're serving really well, too.
Yeah.
Good, tough serves.
Yep. Consistent. Paige is waving again.
We like to see smiles in their faces.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So checking the lineups. Indians starting out with Grace Guggenbiller, who's getting replaced by the libero. And then we have Teagan, Marissa, Lily, Emma, and Paige Camp. So in the front row, we have Teagan, Marissa, and Lily. So Lily has done a fantastic job coming in to play for Whitley today. I think she's done a good job so far. So.
Yep, we like to see that.
Yep, yep. And I think we'd like to see Whitley just, you know, sit right there on the bench and let her get a little bit better and get past whatever it is we need to get past.
Maybe get some color in her body. She's a little white today. So good serve by the Trojans.
Nice.
Kiki with a good serve receive. Nice. Up to Emma, out to Marissa, and Marissa nails one off the block that goes out of bounds.
Yep.
Off the blocker's hand. So that's a point for the Indians.
Yeah, nice swing. Hard
good swing
by Marissa. That's what I'd like to see.
Teagan goes out and Hope comes in. Hope back to serve for the Indians. Indians up 1-0. Good serve. Ooh, that was a thought. That might have been going long, but good serve.
Sure.
It's set to the outside. Page with a dig to Hope out to Marissa. Beautiful set.
Nice.
Off the top of the block. Trojans is going to...
Lily just a little late.
Kind of a little bit of an overpass with a tip from Arcanum, and Lily went up to block it and got her hands on it. Just didn't quite get it pushed over the net.
Yeah,
so.
Just missed it.
Point for Arcanum, 1-1. Good serve by the Trojans. Kiki with a nice pass up to Hope. Hope back sets to Marissa, and she slams it off the block.
Nice play, Marissa.
Nice hard swing.
Yep.
Very aggressive swing like that. 2-1.
Yep. Kiki did a real nice job getting that ball up to Hope.
Hope had another nice set.
Yeah.
Beautiful back set there.
Yeah, no surprise.
Yeah. Marissa back to serve from the Indians. Up 2-1.
Nice
serve in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ace serve. Shank pass.
Yep, can't handle it.
Yep.
And is that 3-1?
Doesn't seem like I'm not sure where that setter is on our cannon, but I didn't see anybody even going for that one. But,
no, nope.
Marissa, another good. Nice. Oh, beautiful serve, and they struggled with it again. Yeah. Oh my gosh, beautiful serve. Hit it hard, and it died.
Yeah.
So another ace serve for Marissa. Indians up 4-1. Again, this is set number 2. First set, Indians took 25-14. So Marissa continuing to serve. Oh, good drop serve.
Real short.
Yeah. Set out to Taylor Gray. She tips it over the block.
Just over the top of Lillian.
Top of Lillian, Emma.
Yep. So. And Paige just couldn't quite get to it. Had her sitting back. She was close. She was close. It was a great tip. Great read by Taylor Gray. So, and she's bound to get her kills. So.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
4-2.
Looks like they'll keep Taylor Gray middle on this one. I thought maybe they'd move her outside.
She's moving outside.
There she goes.
Good serve by the Trojans. Hope up to Paige.
And barely out.
Just outside. Just out of bounds.
Yeah. It's a good swing.
Yep. Cross court swing out of the middle.
And a little she bit had to because her blocker was coming up from the left side. So she.
4-3. Libero's continuing to serve for Arcanum. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass. Overpass to Hope. Overpass it, and Taylor Gray put that one down for the Trojans.
Yep. No call. They didn't call her in the net. I think they were waiting to see if she was in the net, but I think it was the ball. Yeah. That's why they didn't call it. So 4-4.
She kind of drilled that one, didn't she?
She did. She nailed it. Yep. You better think you're going to eat that one, that's for sure. And it was like she waited for it, too. She stayed right in the middle. And
Libero continuing to serve for the Trojans. Good serve, good pass by Kiki up to Paige, up to Hope, and running Paige to the middle, and she smoked another kill.
Yeah, Gray missed the memo on the block there, too. I think as a left side hitter, if you're not blocking middle, you're going to eat it.
Yeah,
so.
the poor girl in the background.
Yeah.
Back row did eat that.
Yeah, she did.
5-4, Indians up by 1. Kiki back to serve. We got Grace, Paige, and Emma in the front row.
Nice
good serve by Kiki.
Beautiful
serve.
Yep.
Short serve, left side. That is tough. That's a tough serve to make.
You know, zone 2 is... There's a meme out there with serving zones, and I'll have to pull it up sometime and show you, Susie. Zone 2 is the hardest to serve.
She went right back to it again. I don't think they gave us a point for that one, because I think it should be 6-4.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Indians back set by Hope to Emma. She gets blocked. Pass it back over by Marissa. They hit it back over. Marissa with a pass to Kiki off the page, and she drops into the middle.
Can't fire. Roll shot.
Roll shot right in the middle.
Yep.
So I think it should be 7-4 if
I think so, too.
We'll see if they fix that. But
I'm sure the official scorebook person will. Maybe.
Like Macy's. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Macy wouldn't be
the official.
But she should be telling them, hey, change the score.
Kiki continuing to serve for the Indians. Another good serve. Picking on the poor libero.
Yep.
She sets it to the middle. Right. And the middle hits it out of bounds.
Yep. That's where we like her.
Now they fixed it. 8-4 now. Yeah. Yep.
And I think it was Macy. I think she did tell him.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's good. She's really good at that.
Yeah, she is.
She knows. She was talking to him in the JV game, too, and telling him to fix some stuff down there.
Yeah,
so.
Gotcha.
She's on it.
She's our little commander on the scores table.
Yeah.
So.
It's not an easy job.
No, definitely not.
Kiki continuing to serve for the Indians, picking on that libero, another short serve, and she struggles passing it. They're going to have to...
And Hope gets to it.
A little drop shot by the middle hitter on the Arcanum side, almost like a miss hit, and right in the middle, and Hope almost got to it.
She did. She dug it right on top of her back, so nobody could get to it. So
8-5, Indians up. Trojans back to serve. Good serve. Marissa with a nice pass up to Hope. Hope out to Paige, and that's a bomb.
Yeah, bam.
Yep.
Bam.
Right through the block.
Yep. And she had two big blockers right on her, and she just said, I'm okay with this. I'm just going to nail it.
Hope laid that in there really nice for her, too. So.
She sure did.
Tegan comes back in the front row for Hope, and back to serve is Emma.
She foot-faulted. Her whole entire foot was across that line. Her whole foot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would have probably even noticed that one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
If I could only say probably.
That's a tough one.
9-6, Indians up. Yep. Taylor Gray with a serve to Marissa, to Emma, to Paige through the middle. And they pass it up to the back row attack for Taylor Gray, and she hits it out of bounds.
She tanks it.
So, point for the Indians.
Yep.
10-6, hitting error for the Trojans.
Paige, forehand back to serve. In the front row, we got Marissa. Grace Guggenbiller and Tegan.
Indians up by 4.
I'll tell you, if this is a game to get
good
some
serve.
Nice.
Wow, ace serve.
This is a great game to get some JV players some time.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah. And to work on some things that, you know, maybe be a little more aggressive in certain areas. But that was a beautiful serve. Paige with a really hard serve right over the net, and the girl shanked past it.
And so, it wasn't even the libero.
No, it wasn't the libero this time. Continues with another beautiful
there
serve.
It was
off the libero. Yep. She shanked that one. So another ace for Paige. 12-6. Indians up by 6.
I wouldn't want to be behind that serve. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. And I think they're all three thinking, don't hit it to me.
Right. You know, I've been on the other end of Paige's serves back when she was in 7th and 8th grade.
Another ace serve.
So
right in between the two in the back row. Nobody wanted to take that one that time.
Nice serve.
Yep, good serve.
I think she's leading us in aces, too.
Today, anyways.
Yep, for sure. We got a whistle blow. I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm not sure what they're doing here.
They want to talk about something. Wrong server, maybe?
I'm not real sure what's going on.
I'm not sure what that was. Oh, they called that serve out of bounds.
Oh, no, she called it in and then crossed her arms, apparently
like
didn't know, and then he must have called it out of bounds. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so that wasn't an ace then. We'll take that one back.
Take that back.
So scores 12-7, Indians up by 5. That'll bring Arcanum back to serve.
Yep.
So back to serve receive for the Indians again is Paige, Kiki, and Marissa. Grace and Tegan and Marissa will be hitting from the front row.
Yep.
And will be our setter. I'm not sure what they're talking about
now.
Sure okay.
I think maybe they were changing the score back because I think they had given her the ace point and then he just gave her a minute to score it up, right? So.
All right. Oh, service error for the Trojans.
Wowza. She served it to the down official. Right to his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So point for the Indians, 13-7, back up by 6.
He knows.
So Grace is coming out. Aubrey's coming in to serve for Grace. So got her lefty back to serve.
Yep. See what she can do here.
Yep.
See if she can drop us in a short one.
Yeah.
I want to see that zone 2 again.
Yeah, she did some nice short serves before.
Yep.
And there it is.
Yep.
Nice short drop serve. They set it to the middle. Yep. Blocked by Marissa and Lily.
Marissa and Lily said nope.
Yep. Got a block through the middle. Yep. That was nice. Another point for the Indians, 14-7.
What we like to see.
Indians up by 7.
Yeah, they got to spread out. We got our bench spread out, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
You know, and I
Aubrey with a nice hard serve.
It's not quite 6 feet apart.
Yeah, so shank pass off the serve, and setter couldn't get to it. So ace, maybe? Not sure. 15-7, Indians up by 8, and Trojans want to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through September 24th. In their meat department, the grilling specials continue. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. 73% lean ground hamburger is just $2.49 a pound, blue sore patties. And 80% lean ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound. And check out these steak prices. T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.49 a pound. And ribeyes are $6.99 a pound. And if your specialty is making wings, they have fresh jumbo wings all ready to go for your secret recipe. In a hurry but still want a great meal? They have delicious meal specials in their deli every day from open to close. Shop local and save at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
We're back here at Arcanum, set number 2. Indians up by 8, 15-7. Trojans just took a timeout.
I just got the look from my kid. I don't know what kind of look it was.
Aubrey continuing to serve for the Indians. Nice serve.
Yep.
Trojan set to the outside, and it got a double.
Yep.
A double on the setter. So, point for the Indians, 16-7, up by 9.
And he's a stickler up there.
He is.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't either.
Of course, I don't have my glasses on. So. Anything close or suspicious, I'm not going to catch. So
Aubrey with a nice short serve, beautiful serve. Struggling with it, and they can't get it over the net. So nice serve by Aubrey.
You know, I have to think, as good as their JV passed the ball, I thought their JV had tremendous passes.
They had great passing in the JV game.
They serve, receive well. They dug well.
That's their Achilles heel in this varsity team here. They're just not passing very well. Not very good pass on that serve. And setter tries to get it to the middle and sets it over the top of her head. So another point for the Indians, 18-7. Aubrey continuing to serve. Got some nice serves going on.
Yeah.
So they changed their rotation a little bit.
They sure did. Kind of rotating the other side.
Another short drop serve. Oh, boy.
And Marissa.
Way to get to it for our cannon, but she overpasses it, and Marissa pounds it down.
Yep. Marissa makes them eat it.
Yes, she does. So 19-7, Indians up in set two here. Aubrey continuing to serve. Another nice short drop serve, picking on that corner.
Oh, the net saved her.
Yeah, they're struggling. They do get it over. So Emma with a pass to Aubrey, out to Tegan.
Tegan, and that's another kill. She might lead us. She's going to meet her sister and kills the rate she's going. Tegan gets her third varsity kill. So
Trojans down by 13, Indians up 27, set two, and they want to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Oh, Paige is cracking me up. Gonna give that
she looks up,
smile.
Up at me, wants me to give her a goofy wave. I give her a goofy wave, and she smiles and shakes her head no. So I think my job as a mom is to embarrass her kids.
Absolutely.
Keeps them in line.
My kids have just learned to, here goes mom again.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We're back here at Arcanum, set number two. Indians up 20-7, and Aubrey's continuing to serve. She's got a lot of great serves here in a row. Another short serve. They're going to set it through the middle. Nice kill.
Man, that was a nice kill by her.
Nice kill by the middle.
Yeah, it was. And Marissa, I think, got caught not blocking middle there. So
Lily was there.
Lily was there. But you got to close it with your outsides if you're going to get a middle hitter. And she missed the memo. She could have got a block there, too, because she hit it right where she should have been.
Yeah.
So.
20-8, Indians up by 12. Good serve by the Trojans. About an overpass by Marissa, but Emma did a nice job trying to get it, but ended up, what was that? Setting
I think
it?
It's their ball. I think Emma set it out of bounds.
I think Emma tried to pull it out of the net.
They're going to discuss, but Emma definitely set it on their side out of bounds, but I don't know that the...
Maybe they touched it?
I don't know. It could be. We're going to find out
officials
here.
Officials are talking about it here.
Because I think one called one... I think the up official... thought it landed, the up official thought it landed on our side, but that she touched it, and that was not the case. Emma just overset it. So just an overset by Emma, and it went out of bounds. So
Indians up by 11, 20-9. Trojans continuing to serve. Serve receivers Aubrey, Paige, and Marissa. Aubrey with a pass up to Emma. Back sets to Tegan. A little wide on the set. Yep. Good hit by Tegan. Keeps going. A little bit of a block. Lily overpasses it. Yep, she was in the net. Arcanum was in the net.
Sure.
So. And Lily said, bad on that overpass. But it didn't matter. We got the point out of that one anyways. So.
Yep. And Lily, you know, sometimes we have those overpasses. So just be glad you're there for the dig.
That's right.
You know?
Well, that's the important thing. Mm-hmm. You make one mistake, don't make two. Yep, she got right up and went up for the block.
Yep, she sure did.
So Hope back in the lineup for the Indians, replacing Tegan. Indians up 21-9. Good short serve by Hope. Oh, they're struggling. Oh that's an ace serve. Shank pass on the short serve.
So I don't know if Travis did some research on this team and said, well, it's short serving day today. Because I would say we have more short serves than long serves.
I agree with you.
For sure.
Another short serve.
Yep.
Trojans overpass it. Marissa with the dig to Hope. Back out to Marissa.
Nice
block by the Trojans. Lily with the dig to Aubrey. Out to Emma. She hits it over. Trojans off playing it off the outside hitter. Paige with the dig up to Hope. Out to Marissa. Nice set. Mm-hmm. She gets it off the block. And, they get continue to play it.
Yeah.
They roll shot it over. Paige with the dig to Hope. Back set. nice. To Paige in the back row.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a kill.
There it is.
That was pretty.
That's probably a good time for it. Yeah, I think our front row was a little bit sporadic. They were kind of, you know, not quite in position. And right. I think Hope could see them.
And that was a lot of over, you know, a lot of play going on there. Mm-hmm, a lot of balls everywhere.
Yep.
Hope continuing to serve for the Indians. A good serve. They set the middle, and she set it over Aubrey with a dig. Digs it over. Trojans go over on two,
nice.
And she gets a kill in the back corner.
Yeah.
Right at the top of the block.
Yeah. Over and two. That'll get you every time because you're never ready for that ball to come over
and
two.
She was over and two. That's right. 23-10, Indians up by 13. Back to serve receive for the Indians is Paige and Aubrey and Marissa. Good serve by the Trojans. Aubrey with a nice pass up to Hope. Hope sets Lily in the middle. Lily tips it. Oh, they good play by the Trojans. Pick that up. Sets the outside to Gray. Blocked by Lily. Oh, and Marissa couldn't play it. Hit the net a little bit on the block. Yeah, just kind of a... That was a tough one for Marissa to pick up. But nice block by Lily. Getting her hands on that one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Marissa was there. She just... The net got her.
Yep. 23-11. Good serve by the Trojans.
Nice.
Oh, nice dig by Aubrey. Hope back sets to Marissa on the right side, and they block it.
Yep.
Good block.
Yep, sure was. And it went way back in the back row, so nobody was getting that unless your splitter was back there, and she definitely was not back there.
23-12, up by 11. This is set number two.
It's a nice, good lead. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can just finish it in these next 2 points.
Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Hope, out to Emma. Good hit over, and they go over in two. Paige with a dig to Hope to back set to Emma again on the right side, and she gets a kill.
Yeah.
She went from hitting left side to right
she
side.
She did.
So Indians up 24-12. This is set point for set number two. Marissa back to serve. Front row is Lily and Emma and Paige. And Hope and Aubrey in the back. There we go. Marissa's getting ready to serve. Ooh, that's long.
Ooh.
24-13, Indians up by 11 here on the serve. That went a little long. Kaden back to serve. Libero is back to serve for the Trojans.
See if our offense can finish this off for us.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, it would.
So Libero back to serve. Good serve. Aubrey up to Hope. To Paige through the middle, and that's
nice.
A kill.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice pass, set, and kill. So Indians end the game 25-13, set number two, and we'll be back.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items, or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Ford Fusion S with a backup camera, Bluetooth. It was a local trade with 49,000 miles for just $11,900. Also available today is a 2017 Toyota RAV4 SE, all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, with 28,000 miles on it for just $24,325. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light, here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Oh, hey, we're back.
We're back.
Oh. That lights up the old ears, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So the Indians come out, or they, I guess they take out the first two sets, 25-14, 25-13. Leading us in kills that particular game was Paige Ginn with 5. Marissa added 3. Tegan had 1, and Emma had 1. So nice little show by the Indians. Again, we are controlling the ball a lot better, I think, today. But then again, I don't think they serve near as aggressively either. So nice job by the Indians by being controlled and consistent. So
much better tonight. Just look more continuity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Much more smooth. It's cute. They have music playing and Lily's out there dancing.
Yep. No surprise.
So the Indians will serve first in set number 3. Hope with a nice short serve. Arcanum sets it to the outside. And Paige with the dig.
Nice.
Hope out to Marissa. And that's a kick. Ooh, no. Good dig by Arcanum to keep it going alive.
Up,
and
they
have to free ball it over. Paige with the dig to Hope. Marissa through the middle. Not that time, right? That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was
pretty. I think they even threw 3 blockers up at her.
I think so, too.
She had a nice cross body shot on that one.
Yeah.
So good.
And
good kill by Marissa.
Great play by Trojans. I think that was... Was that Paige's first hit?
Yeah. No, that was
Marissa's
first hit.
Marissa's. And then Marissa got the kill, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Good serve by Hope. Trojans get it over. Nice dig by Hope to keep it alive. We hit it back over. The Trojans set the outside. Dig by Paige.
Paige, nice.
To Hope. Out to Marissa. Roll shot over. And they dig it. Set through the middle, and that's a double.
Yep. Got the double.
Got a double on the setter. So point for the Indians. 2-0. In this third set. Better serving machine back again. Back to continuing to serve for us. So, Hope, nice hard serve.
Oh, now we go deep.
And they struggle with it.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of free ball it over. Hope out to Marissa. And off the block, and another kill from Marissa.
Yeah, great dig by Paige.
Yeah, nice dig by Paige on that one.
Yeah, for sure. She reads. I just can't get over how much better her defense has gotten this. She's just so much more confident, you know.
Yeah.
She knows how to use her hands. She does a nice job. St. Francis is going to love her.
Hope back sets to Emma. They block it. Nope, didn't get over the net.
Got her in the net.
Somebody in the net on
Arcanum. Yeah, that gives Emma her second kill.
I didn't think that one got over, but we'll take that.
Yep, we'll take that. That's right.
Called Arcanum in the net for that one, so give Emma a kill on that one, and ends up 4-0. And Hope continuing to serve for the Indians. Little short drop shot. Oh, just didn't quite make it over the net. It would have been beautiful.
Yes, it would have.
About another inch, and that would have been an ace. But
that would have been pretty.
So service error for the Indians. Still up 4-1. Brings Arcanum back to serve. We have Kiki, Paige, and Marissa in serve receive. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Hope. Setting Lily through the middle. And Lily gets blocked. Kiki with the dig.
Nice
Paige with a nice dig. And Kiki free balls it over. Trojans set up the outside. She drops it. And
just blocks it out of bounds. So Emma got her hands on it.
Yeah, just tried
it
to tip it. Emma got her hands on it, but blocked it just out of bounds.
Yeah.
So point for the Trojans. Indians still up by 4-2. Good serve. Paige up to Hope. Back set to Marissa. Bam. Good
nice
dig by Gray in the background.
Oh.
But they got a double on the setter.
I'm surprised he called that. I thought it came off her hands really good.
Yeah.
But he didn't like it, so. And you know, in his defense, she was falling back to set it. You know, she was running backwards, but it came off her hands, I thought, pretty clean. So
Madeline going to be serving here for Marissa for the Indians. It needs up 5-2. Oh, serves it in the net. So service error for the Indians. She's going to stay in the game and play some defense in the back row.
Yep, why not?
Yep. So Trojans back to serve. Indians up by 5-3. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass up to Hope. Hope sets Paige through the middle off the block. So another kill for Paige.
And they are definitely following her around and putting up a wall on her, but their wall's throwing the ball out of bounds. So that's what we like. Kiki back to serve.
Yep. Indians up 6-3.
Grace Guggenmiller come back.
Yeah. Grace, Emma, and Paige in the front row.
Yeah, I'd like to see Grace get some
few sets
hits.
Here. Yeah. Yep. Good serves. Set it out to Gray. Ooh, nice hit by Gray. Cross court shot.
Yeah.
On a very good set. So it's a good kill by Gray for Arcanum.
Yep.
6-4.
Yeah, I think Key was there, but I don't think Paige knew she was.
Yeah. Paige took a stab at it and went off her arm.
Yeah, because, I mean, ultimately that she has the first dibs at that ball. And
so it needs it by two. Libero is back to serve for the Trojans. Good serve. Madeline with the pass up to Hope. Out to Paige. Another kill.
Bounced it right off of her thigh.
Yeah.
So she just swung and missed.
Yeah. And she's still rubbing her thigh.
Yeah, she is.
The back row player. Paige hit it. It hit her thigh. Didn't hit her hand. It hit her thigh. And she's still rubbing it.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, we got Faith in. Faith's going to do some setting for the Indians. Yeah. So I like to see that. Yeah. Get a little experience for JV players here today.
Absolutely.
So Faith with a good serve. They
Trojans with double, didn't they?
Set through the middle. Kiki with a dig.
Hope, ooh, nice.
Or Faith with a setup to Grace, but I think Grace was in the net.
No, it was them.
Oh, it was them?
Yep, yep. So Grace got her kill.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. So good
nice
job.
Set by Faith to Grace on the middle. And
you know, that's just a straight up one ball. And sometimes it's okay to go back to, you know, simple. A simple offense.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's just okay to do that. And that's what that is. One ball is kind of a simple, if you can make it work, it works. But
Faith with the set out to Paige.
Nice.
Nice kill.
Ow, ooh, in, no out.
Nope, out of bounds. So
she gets
on
a
that
kill.
One.
Yep.
9-4.
We had three people around it going, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it.
Paige hit it, and she cut the girl overpassed it from Arcanum, and it went out of bounds. So Faith with a nice short drop serve. Trojans go over on two. Kiki with a dig to Faith. Back to Tegan on a
little wide.
Simple, kind of a little slide there, but Trojans get it over. Oh, nice. Nice little free ball over by Taylor Gray and right in front of Madeline. But that was a tough play.
Yeah, it was.
So 9-5. Indians up by 4. Trojans back to serve. So in the lineup for the Indians, we have in the back row Faith, Madeline, and Kiki. In the front row is Tegan, Paige, and Grace Guggenbiller.
Mm-hmm. We've got a little change of things going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good serve by the Trojans. Madeline with the pass up to Faith on a slide to Paige. And that's a kill.
I've never seen Paige run a slide.
Well, I never saw that either, but that'll work.
Yeah, we'll take it. I like that they're being, being a little creative, and why not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you can do it until you do it. And Paige is athletic enough, you can just about put anything up. She's going to go get it. So
10-5. Good serve by Paige. Yeah. They can handle it. They back set to the right side to Gray.
Nice.
Ooh, nice dig by Faith.
Faith.
Kiki with a set to Paige on the back row.
And that's
a kill.
And that's a kill.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Faith had a nice dig
on that. You know, and she dug it, and she was like, eh, easy. And that was a hard hit ball.
Yes,
Gray
it
nailed
was.
Her, and she. Yep. She passed it right off her arms.
Yep. So had a girl.
Yep.
Paige continuing to serve the Indians up by 6, 11-5. Another good serve.
Ooh. Yeah.
Good overpass by the Trojans. Grace to Faith.
A little miscommunication
between Faith and Grace.
And Grace knew it. I don't know if Grace just didn't call. I don't know whose that was. Faith set a 1, and Grace went for a B or a 32. I forget what they call it. One's higher than the other.
Yep.
But either way. Went the wrong way, let's
just
say.
Yep, it did.
Yeah.
Good serve by Arcanum. Kiki with a pass up to Faith, out to Tegan.
Tegan!
Ooh, nice.
Oh, man, I thought she hit.
Oh, nice.
There she goes, Marissa.
Tegan slammed it. The libero had a nice dig on it, overpassed it, and Marissa took that overpass and slammed that ball down.
That was nice. So
nice play. So.
Strong hit by Tegan.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, wow. No surprise. It's nice to see her get some swings in.
Yeah.
I think on the JV, I think she sets so much. And, I mean, she does play all the way around, but I think they... being on the right side, she doesn't get as many swings. So I haven't seen her hit like this. It looks great. She looks really good.
Aubrey in the to serve for the Indians. Good serve over. Paige with a dig.
Nice.
Up to Hope, out to Marissa. And Marissa had a great kill cross court.
Yeah,
slammed that ball hard.
She is mashing it.
And she is. This year, she is really mashing the ball. I'm impressed.
She is.
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah,
looks really good.
Me too.
Aubrey continuing to serve for the Indians. Drops serve short. Trojans set the outside.
Out.
And hit out.
Yep.
Thought so. Hit it out of bounds. Faith let that one go, and she smiles, thankfully.
She's like, thank goodness I let that go.
Yes. Thank goodness I put my hands down.
Yep.
I love that little innocence, isn't it?
Yes.
You know? 14-6, Indians at my another good serve. Boy, short serves galore. They overpass it. Marissa tries to hit it over in one. They get it over, but...
but we touched it.
We touched,
Tegan touched it. Yep.
No, he said out of bounds. No touch.
Oh, she's calling it. The line judge is calling it. So, he didn't even look.
Yeah.
He didn't even look at her yet.
There it is.
As that up official, you got to look at your line judges. And he did not look at her. So
the Trojans hit it on the outside, and we must have got a piece of the block when she hit it, and it went out of bounds.
Yep.
Judge called it out, but the line judge called a tip.
Yep.
So, point for Arcanum. The Indians up by 7, 14-7. And serve receive, we have Aubrey Page and Marissa back. Good serve. Page with a pass up. Aubrey passes it out to Lily. Just a free ball it over. Mm-hmm. So the Indians set up their defense. Trojans run it to the outside. Indians get a hand on it. Faith sets Paige out of the back row. Another kill. Well, that's a beautiful nice. Set by Faith.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty.
Put it right on that 10-foot line, yeah. Right where she's supposed to put it high enough so she could get to
and
it.
And no blocker anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even within, I don't think, 4 feet of that ball. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So nice set by Faith.
Yeah.
15-7, Indians up by 8. Hope comes in for Tegan, and Emma comes in for Faith. Oh, the Wendell girls don't get to play at the same time.
No,
on the court, do they?
Couldn't get a picture of them.
Although they might fight with each other.
Yeah, they probably
like each other.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Who would get the set?
That's right.
Yeah.
Good serve by Hope. Trojans get it, and they do a tip, and they tip it off of Emma and Lily's hands, and falls on our side. So
it's a little too short for Hope. That's way too. I mean, that's just a good tip right there.
Yeah, it was a nice tip. Yep.
I don't know if anybody could got to that one.
Yep.
So.
Indians up by 7, 15-8. Trojans back to serve. Good serve. Aubrey up to Hope. Out to Marissa.
Oh, he caught a double in there? I don't know what he's seeing.
Yikes. And Travis kind of shakes his head, too.
Hope doesn't do doubles.
No, that was a beautiful backset. I'm not sure what he saw there, but we're kind of high in the sky here.
Right,
so
right.
He's probably seeing something we aren't.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see that.
So. Another good serve by.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Another good serve by the Trojans.
That's the Whitley Rammel trick play, short behind. So
Hope
Marissa's,
did a real short back set, and Marissa drills that across court. Nice kill by Marissa.
Yeah, she's had a great game this one.
She has.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to change pins. So
uh-oh.
I don't know. Dang it. I don't know how much she's had this game.
Madeline back to serve and serve that one in the net. So service there for the Indians. Up 16-10 in this third set. The Kanapke girls are in together.
Yeah,
that's the first
are.
Time I've seen
Man,
that.
Somebody needs to get a picture of
no
that.
No kidding. The Kanapke girls and Paige are back in serve receive. We got Lily, Hope, and Emma also in the lineup for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So Indians up by 6. Good serve by Arcanum. One of the Kanapke girls. Serve receive. Hope sets Emma and hits it out of bounds. I'm not sure which one's serve receive because I can usually figure it out when they're coming in to serve, but now they're side by side. I can't tell how far.
Right. Madeline's on the right.
Madeline's 5, yeah.
Yeah, Madeline's 5, yeah. Madeline's on the right.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Indians up by 5, 16-11.
Controlling the match. That's the way we like it.
Kaden back to serve. Aubrey with the pass up to Hope.
Oh.
Setting Paige out of the middle.
Oh,
man. That's like Paige eating a pork chop right there.
Yes.
My God, that was a beautiful set. And Paige drilled that down right through the block.
What happens is Hope has to jump set it. And anytime your setter goes to jump set, if you're not disciplined enough as a blocker, you're going to try to block that, not knowing that she's coming out of the back row. Mm-hmm. She can't attack it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to discipline your blockers. If you don't, you're just going to eat something like
Paige
that.
Paige swung hard on that one.
Yeah.
Kiki back to serve for the Indians, and she's going to
nice.
Oh, no. I thought it was an ace.
I don't know how
she
got that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Backslide to Grace.
Nice.
Oh, nice
Grace
cross court. Kill for Grace on the slide. So
that was pretty.
Another point for the Indians up 18-11, up by 7 here in set number 3.
Was pretty.
Yeah, Kiki, Madeline, and Hope in the back row, and we got Emma Page and Grace in the front row. Really nice swing by Grace. Good move.
It was.
Kiki with a good serve. Trojans overpass it, and Emma with the kill on the overpass.
And timeout by the Trojans.
I think it's 19-11, right? Or 18?
I think so, yeah. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us.
I got the old neck chop by Whitley.
Stop. Coming back out of timeout from our can of Indians up 19-11, up by 8 here in this third set. Kiki tries a short serve and just puts it in the net. little service error.
So we might have embarrassed our children.
We might have, but that's okay.
They don't like us dancing, evidently.
No, probably not.
No.
They're not supposed to look.
No, they're not. I think we should have standing seats from here on out.
That's right. Indians up by 9, 20-11 is set number 3. Libero for Arcanum back to serve. Good serve. Good pass by Key up to Hope.
Oh.
And Grace on the slide and gets blocked. Nice block.
Yeah, it was. Just a little bit of a slow.
Yeah.
Slow roll and slide.
Yeah.
I think Grace just got ahead of it. You know, anytime you run a slide, I always tell them you got to chase it. You never want to wait on it. You got to chase it.
Yep. And, pretty easy to read. And Gray was right there for the block.
Yeah.
Oh, at 19-13, they changed the score. So, service ace for the Trojans right off of Madeline's hands. So, Indians up by 5 here, 19-14 in this third set. Libero continues to serve for Arcanum. I have to say, I don't know that Arcanum has had hardly any service errors. A couple, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no,
another ace.
I think you're right. I don't think they have. Another ace off Madeline's hands.
Yep, Madeline's hands.
Just right off the top. So,
Marissa's going to replace Madeline.
Yeah, see if we can get back in this, get a little bit more of a cushion here.
Yeah.
So, just a couple bad serves by Madeline. And, you know, she's not used to serve receiving.
Right.
You know, she's
been
a setter until this year.
Yep.
So, But she does a nice job.
Nice serve by the Trojans. Marissa struggles with it. Couldn't quite handle it there. So, another ace serve for Arcanum.
19,
Indians only
16.
Up by 3 here.
Oof.
Time to settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
Get our serve back. Do a little side out here. I'll tell you about the libero. She's now jump serving now, which I didn't see before. She's putting some heat on it.
Yeah.
So good serve.
Yep.
Marissa,
go.
Up to Hope, out to Paige.
Boom.
Another kill. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Face protection right there.
Yeah, she line shot that one right at the setter, and she did a face protection. Good thing she had her hands up. That one would have hurt.
That was a bomb.
Yeah.
You know, that was a quick four ball. I think they call it a shoot.
Yeah.
I'm not even honestly even sure if that's what they call it or if it's a go,
yeah.
One of those. Yeah.
Something that gets them excited.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
So 2016 Indians up. Faith back to serve for the Indians. The front row team came in front row, and the Trojans have to free ball it over. Grace with a dig to Faith, out to Paige, and she hits it long.
Just behind her head. A little wide behind her head.
Yep. So hitting error for the Indians for Paige. Indians up by 3 here. We have Faith, Kiki, Marissa, Paige, Tegan, and Grace Guggenbiller in the lineup.
17-20. Indians
good, sir. Oh, no.
Ooh.
In the net.
Yeah, in the net.
Yeah.
It looked like it was coming over.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're at a bad view here again.
Yep.
Actually, it's a great view, but.
It is a great view.
Yeah.
21-17 Indians up by 4. Paige goes back to serve. Front row for the Indians is Grace Guggenbiller, Tegan, and Marissa. Back row is Faith, Kiki, Kiki and Paige. Serves it just a little long.
Yep. I thought it was going a lot deeper than that, but it really ended up being close.
Yep.
So it started to drop and then tailed off on her. So
Indians up by 3. Gray back to serve for the Trojans.
That's where we like Gray.
Yeah. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass up to Faith. Sets Marissa through the middle. So a nice cross-court hit by Marissa.
She kind of slid that.
Yeah, almost like a slide. Yeah, out of the middle.
That was pretty.
Yeah. Good kill by Marissa.
I had Marissa this over the club season, and I was going to make her a middle hitter. Just because I didn't know. I didn't know if Travis was going to need her as a middle or outside, and I was going to use her actually for all three. And we didn't get the chance, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And she really does a nice job out of the middle.
Yeah. I think she can really play anywhere.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A few service errors here for the Indians. Aubrey came in to serve and hit that one a little long. So the Indians up by 3, 22-19. Aubrey will check back out, and Kiki will come back in to play some defense in the back row. So we have serve receivers Paige, Marissa, and Kiki. We have Faith setting, and then Lily and Tegan will join Marissa in the front row. So Trojans down by 3. Back to serve. Paige with the dig to Faith. Up to Marissa through the middle.
Oh,
nice, nice hit.
Oh, that was way out.
Yeah. So Marissa had a great hit. The girl dug it over over the net. It looks like it was going out of bounds.
Yeah.
Kiki had a bad angle as she's going running backwards, trying to get it.
I looked out, but I don't know, and I don't think anybody else was real sure either.
Yeah.
So Indians up 22-20. Travis wants a timeout. We'll be back.
Local Bryant Dealer would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run.
So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back at Arcanum here. Set number three, Travis wanted to take a timeout and get the girls charged back up, I think. We're up 22-20. And I think he wants us to get this set closed out. And
we had three. They had three straight ace serves on us.
Yeah.
Our middle back was struggling a little bit. And now we just kind of got into a little bit of a funk. So Travis, I don't know, wanted to get in there and give him some heck, I guess.
So Arcanum continuing to serve 22-20. Indians up. And he serves it out of bounds. So we'll take that.
That's why you take a timeout.
Yep. We'll take that. So Hope comes back in to serve. Tegan will take a seat. Emma will come in for Faith and play the front row. Hopefully Hope can rattle off two more serves here and we'll come out with a victory here. So have to compliment Travis on giving some of these JV players some time here today in this varsity match. Maybe get a little experience under the belt in case he needs them moving forward.
Right. But, yeah, it's good for him.
Yep. Good for all of them. So, and putting Lily in the middle is a different position for Lily today. So she's doing really well.
Yeah, she
good serve by Hope. Set to the outside. Tips it out of bounds.
Yep.
No tip.
No touch.
No touch on that one.
Oh, I don't think anybody touched
that. I don't think so either.
Nope.
And I believe the last four or five times that girl has gotten the ball on the outside, she's going for the tip. She's undersized out there. So.
And Hope knew it, and Hope was sitting there waiting.
Yeah, Hope was waiting on that one. Yep. 24-20. This is set point here, match point. They have to free ball it over Paige up to Hope to Marissa out of the middle. Nobody's touching that.
Marissa.
So Marissa ends the game with a beautiful kill out the middle.
I'm telling you, she could be a medal.
Yeah. Shoot. Indians take the set 25-20 and the match.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And we're We're back. I was like, and?
I dozed off.
Yep, that's all right. All right, so the Indians take care of the Trojans, 25-14, 25-13, 25-20. Leading us in kills was Paige with 19. Marissa came with a strong 12, very strong 12. And then Emma and Tegan both had 3. Grace Guggenbo with 2. And Lily and Grace Klinkshern each have 1. So, good control by the Indians. I thought they handled the ball really well today. And played pretty good enough to get by.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I thought our passing was good.
Yeah, passing was good. Played good defense.
Good defense.
So I think that's all I got.
Yeah.
All righty. We're going to let Neil finish up here.
All right.
Yep. We'll be back right after this, and we'll go over some of the things coming up next week.
You say you're hungry?
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through September 24th. There are lots of great specials in their frozen food section. Several varieties of Encore Heat and Eat dinners are on sale for $3.49 each. Also, several varieties of Banquet dinners are $2.99. Several varieties of Smart One dinners are just $1.99. And most Best Choice frozen vegetables are only 99 cents each. And Bird's Eye vegetables are just $1.09 each. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
We're back at Arcanum, where the Lady Indians have finished a 3-game sweep of Arcanum. Arcanum, really nice team. Our ladies just played really, really well today and deserved the victory, but pretty tough opponent. But we had some strings of service aces and other tough serves that Arcanum just didn't handle very well. So that gave us a really good bunch of momentum and carried us through. So things coming up next week, Monday, that's a full house for all next week. Monday, volleyball at South Adams. Tuesday, volleyball at home against Marion Local. Thursday, volleyball at St. Henry. Friday, football at Versailles. And Versailles does have the NFHS video system, and so you'll be able to watch that. And I know St. Henry is in the process of getting theirs. I don't know if it's installed, so you may be able to watch the volleyball match at St. Henry. I just don't know that for sure. Saturday, it'll be volleyball again at Ottawa Glandorf, and I believe that is now it's back to an 11 a.m. Start for the JV at Ottawa Glandorf on Saturday. So another really tough week for our Lady Indians. But as Travis has said several times, he does not want to play patsy schools. He doesn't want a padded schedule. He wants every game to be competitive and get us ready for tournament and heading through if we're going to get anywhere in the tournament, we're going to have to beat 2 or 3 or 4 great teams. And if we're not ready to do that, it just won't work. So he wants to have this tough schedule. And we do have a tough schedule. And we have 4 volleyball games this week. So I guess that's it. We'll see you on Monday from South Adams. Thanks for listening. Again, Indians take it in 3-4. fairly tough matches, tough sets. Take the match in three. Thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.